Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station.
Oh, back to school.
Not.
Back to school.
Not.
To prove to dad that I'm not a
Will. Our kids be going back to school in the fall? That is the question that every parent wants answered. And at this point, it's anybody's guess, really, I guess, right?
It's a coin toss.
I mean, just in today's feed, we had two contradicting stories.
Sure.
Governor Cuomo is saying, I probably wouldn't comment it if I were you. But, you know, again, maybe it could happen. And then one of the stories that I talked about was pediatricians. They're saying schools should open in person this fall. So
really helpful, truly.
I mean, I think we can all get on board and say that we all would like them to.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
I don't know anyone that's like, no way. Actually, I know there are parents out there that have to be like, no way. I'm like actually genuinely scared for my child getting sick.
Yeah.
But there's other people that are like, oh no, I'm genuinely scared of like what's to come if they don't go back.
Sure.
What will that mean for my job? What will that mean for my kids being home all day?
It affects
like
everything.
There's so many uncertain things, and school like involves and it affects everything around you, right? Scheduling, what you're doing for the day, what they're doing for the day, how they're learning. So it's a mess.
I mean, there's
it could
even,
potentially be a mess.
There's even talk of a potential hybrid situation where maybe your kid goes on certain days so they can stagger and have less kids. So basically what it comes down to is obviously you need to have a plan of some sort, right? If you're a parent and you want to jump in on this, what is your plan if this is what happens? If our kids don't go back to school in the fall, at least physically. 585-222-9800. And maybe you could help out some of the parents weighing in on Facebook because I feel for them.
It's tough.
Let's just roll through a couple of these.
Okay.
I kind of broke them down into some different categories, but without a doubt, the largest category of responses that I'm seeing breaks down into don't know, basically. Jessica saying, she would cry. My son has special needs and requires PT, OT, and speech. I'm not qualified to teach him all that. I wouldn't know where to start.
Sure.
Says, yes, they have been helpful as far as giving him home activities, but he needs the school setting. He has no attention span and can't focus at home. That obviously a problem for a lot of parents, certainly. Candace saying, going crazy. I can't do what a teacher does. That's why I'm not a teacher. Yeah. Sure.
Right. Jules weighing in saying there's no way I can work full time and educate them as a single mom and a sole provider for the family. They will be self-taught for the most part, which
oof. Not a good
okay,
plan.
I don't know how old Jules' kids are, but like, could you imagine a 7-year-old just teaching themselves?
Yeah,
like, I'm worried about, you know, the education of our country just absolutely taking a downward spiral.
No doubt. We talked to with several teachers throughout the past few months, and they've all brought up just learning loss is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids can quickly fall very far behind where they should be at. So that is a real concern.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people seem to be kind of in denial. Based on the response that I'm seeing
really?
As well. A lot of, that's not an option. Like, well, we hope not, but I mean, it technically could be.
Right.
Francine
saying she would actually quit her job and struggle even more. Try and homeschool two special needs kids, like you said. I mean, I don't know how that all pans out at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Because with the money, with everything. And another thing, Corey, that I was thinking about is like, what goes on with your taxes? Because, like, as a taxpayer, you pay school taxes.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, what happens with that?
I imagine you would still have to pay them because the schools will still be teaching. They would just be doing it distance.
But you're not getting, like, all the stuff that you're paying for, like the school, the technology within the school.
Yes.
Like, all,
I mean, yes and like, no. Yes and no. Yeah. Ella, if you think they're going to give people a cut, I don't think you know how government works. I wouldn't be counting on that. That's for sure. No, I would assume that they would stay the same. A lot of the things that they provide, they're still providing. We've talked a lot about the local schools providing meals still for kids who need them, that sort of thing. This is interesting. When it's the idea of, I wonder how many people would follow in Francine's footsteps, quitting their job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously that's not a possibility for some. You need two sources of income to,
especially for Jules, who says she's the sole provider of her household.
Yeah, without a doubt. Interesting text coming through. Club PXY Safe text line 585-222-9800. This texter saying, I'll need to get a tutor. I think that will certainly become more of a thing, right?
I mean, that's definitely an option for people that can afford it. I mean, that's one thing that I can see a lot of parents leaning in, is one-on-one tutoring, mm-hmm. someone that can go over all the basis of your subjects with you, depending on what age your child is.
Exactly. That's a big factor, right? How old your kids are and what the curriculum is. If they're younger, it's a little bit easier. But if your kid's in high school, like, can you imagine trying to teach your kid like calculus? Like,
no.
Oh, no, I'm not qualified for this.
Linda says she'll buy more wine and create a schedule.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Start home-based schooling for all four of her children who are not the same age. So she said she'll do what she can, but I mean, it's not like she's going to be doing the job the teacher does.
Exactly. Well,
because if everyone could do a teacher's job, then everyone would just be a teacher. Like, it takes a very special person to be a teacher.
I have seen a lot of people that are leaning towards the homeschooling thing, though, and doing it themselves. I have some friends who are considering that. Again, they have younger kids. I think that's easier to do than when the kids are older. Like Tania saying, going back to homeschooling. She's been asking for it anyways. Did it for 2 years. She skipped a grade and is yet to do a full year in public school. Her public school teacher actually complimented me because I went right back into our old routine with our curriculum instead of doing online learning.
Yeah, but everyone, like, not everyone's like Tanya and can just, like, be a homeschool teacher.
Yeah.
Like, that she has that integrated and that's something that she's used to. But, like I said, takes a very special person with a lot of patience.
A lot of patience, for sure.
And not really anything else to distract them during their day.
At least now you can kind of come up with a plan, I guess, right?
Right.
Before it was kind of like, surprise, guess what? Your kids are now home and you have to figure out what to do with them. This texter, in response to talking about taxes before, said they will raise taxes most likely. Yeah, usually what happens. Carly checking in, by the way, saying, I'm a social worker in Rochester, and I'm so fearful if students aren't able to go back to school. Not only are they falling behind, but there has been a drastic spike in mental health challenges, and if they do not go back to school, mental health will rapidly continue to decline, which is very scary for the younger generation, as well as their parents and occupations affected by that. Yeah, again, so many concerns here.
This text is really interesting to me. I think people could put together like micro schools where parents can pool resources.
Not
so like,
idea.
Hey, you take the kids Monday and do X subject.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany, you take the kids Tuesday and do X subject and just migrate that way. That way everyone can go on to do their normal jobs. And they probably only have to take like one, maybe 2 days out of their week to be like, all right, hey, I'm working from home this week, or hey, I have to cut my hours down to a 4-day work week or something along those lines. I think that's a really good solution.
Yeah, thinking out of the box.
You just have to find a solid group of parents that you can trust with educating your child.
Yeah, thinking out of the box is definitely going to be part of this. 222-9800. Amy is on with us now. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Are you you're a parent?
I am. Okay. I have a child going into seventh grade, so it's going to be middle school, and then I have a upcoming first grader.
Okay. What is your plan if they do not go back physically to school? Have you thought about it? Have you figured it out yet?
I haven't come up with a definitive plan. My youngest is special needs, so he needs speech therapy. He needs, OT, PT, and we're not getting those services. And we're not going to get them in the fall at this rate.
Sure.
I think my oldest struggled with the online learning. He didn't want to be at home. So as much as you sit there and say, oh, I'm going to keep them at home, they need to go to school.
Right.
They need that environment. They need that structure. They need their friends. They need the development.
No, absolutely.
I am curious to see how, if this is how it plays out, how it's going to be received by the kids. Because based on a bunch of different parents that I've talked to, some of them were interpreting it differently. Like one of the parents that I talked to, the packets that the school sent literally said optional on them. And as soon as the kids saw that, they were like, I'm not going to pay attention to this.
It
says optional.
My oldest and I fought for days. I'm like, you need to do this. And he's like, I'm not. And at some point, you know, I'm also a social worker. So it's like,
pick
and choose your battles as a parent.
Right.
You know, am I going to destroy this relationship that's vital as you go into your teenage years? Or am I going to step back and teach you other ways so at least you're getting some of the material? My youngest thrived. He wanted to do the homework. He wanted to do the activities.
Yeah, it's kid by kid.
It's
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Man. What do you
what are they going to do as parents? Work. I'm fortunate enough that I'm staying at home.
That's the question.
Working parents.
Yeah, I mean we've had people comment saying they would have to quit their jobs, which obviously is not possible for some. What do you think of this idea? Again, this was a text that was brought up. The idea of essentially parents pooling the resources and creating kind of micro schools. I guess similar to a daycare situation.
Kind of what the homeschool community does. You know, one parent is very good, you know, in science. The other parent's very good in English. They all pool together and they teach their group of kids. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
I think it would be easier for parents that way. That way they can get in contact with their employer and say like, hey, I can only work, you know, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday's my day to take the kiddos or whatever.
Well,
that's the other
aspect of this, right?
Yeah, but then the question becomes is who's performing these extra services for the kiddos that are in special ed that need these services?
No, totally.
You can't do that over a Zoom lesson.
It is messy. Right. Let's hope that they go back. Let's hope that this is all fretting for nothing. But we kind of wanted to bring it up in the show this morning because we should have a plan of some sort, right?
Yeah. Just plan for the unknown.
Yep. Start thinking about it a little bit here.
Hey, Amy, thanks for the call this morning. You have a great one, okay?
You too. I'm
all right. If you have ideas, you want to continue this, maybe you've got it all figured out. You can go and comment on our Facebook
maybe.
Page.
Just like we got the fireworks thing figured out,
too. Yeah, just, all right. Hey, everyone, we fixed it. Here we go.